We lived in Russell Street, which was quite a decent street, being mill owners' houses and so forth in years gone by. And all the gardens had railings and gates. And one morning, our bathroom was at the front of the house, and I went to wash my hands at the sink and looked out the bathroom window and found myself staring at a German in our garden, full uniform. And there was a lorry full of German soldiers. And I screamed, "Mum, the Huns here," because we're called the German Huns. And went running down, and Mother opened the front door, and there was an English soldier in full uniform, which was more reassuring, and he had a rifle. And he said that the Germans were prisoners of war. And when they turned round, they had patches showing on the backs of their uniform jackets. So while I'd seen him from the front, and he looked like a fully dressed German from the back, looked more like a clown with a big coloured patch on his uniform. And they had sledgehammers with them, and they said they were collecting metal for the war effort. And so they knocked down our fence and all the other fences in the street and loaded it up into the lorry. But that was my first meeting with the Hun. Yeah. Churchill, the Prime Minister, had ordered all this metal. That was round about, I think, 1943, because he felt after 2 years of war that people were getting a bit slow and not so keen on the war effort. And so he decided to take all the railings and all the metal as a salvage effort and wake people up to the realization that we were still at war. We could hardly forget with the rationing and the blackout and everything else.